Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Want to catch up with the national pastime in a short time? Tune into the Morning Lineup podcast. Every weekday, in less than 10 minutes, we'll bring you all the wonderful...
He's done it again! See ya! A monster two-run home run!
All the wild...
Here comes Ramos! This game is over!
All the weird...
Contreras is chewing on the tape.
...that makes the MLB season special. Check out the Morning Lineup on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Jeff Passan, damn it, of ESPN wrote a piece about what every team is trying to do at the Major League Baseball trade deadline. He wrote, obviously Skeens and Cruz aren't available. Super utility man Isaiah Kiner-Falefa has been excellent. Outfielder Tommy Pham always gets traded. Left-hander Andrew Heaney is still carving hitters. The Pirates also won't be opposed to shipping away the $36 million remaining on Key Brian Hayes' deal, or the $76 million still owed outfielder Brian Reynolds. Regardless of what they do, the Pirates are keen on keeping Skeens and trying to get the sort of return for him that Washington did for Juan Soto. Ain't nobody trading for damn Tommy Pham.
No.
DFA him. They DFA'd Rainey the other day. I can't understand why they didn't DFA Pham. You don't need to get something for him. You just need to not have him on your roster. Are you cool with trading Brian Reynolds?
I'm not, but I understand if they did. And especially if you can, you know, get something back and then get the money off the books. But like, I think he needs to be a part of the build around process. I think that Cruz is obviously that guy, if you're talking about position players that you want to build around. But I think that you need somebody like Brian Reynolds, who has played a lot more baseball clearly than Cruz, to help with that build around process too. I would not, but I could understand why they would.
Yeah, I mean, if it's a money out, money in thing, that's what I always say. Right. Like Mitch Keller, money out, okay. You don't want to spend the $15 million next season on Mitch Keller. You want to spend that $15 million on a hitter, I'm all for it. But I have to know that you're going to do that.
Right, exactly.
And the same would be true for Reynolds. I'm less inclined to trade Reynolds than I am Keller, though, because you've got such a surplus of pitching depth, and you've got none from a hitting standpoint.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what are you getting back in return for Brian Reynolds? If you were getting, and people hate this word, and I understand why there would be backlash on this, if you're getting two legitimate prospects that are knocking on the door to come up to Major League Baseball that are both hitters, that can be impactful, then absolutely I would consider it. But I'm not trying to subtract hitting from this team.
Right. Or, I mean, in and out. Like, if you're... I mean, if you get like a hitting prospect for Reynolds and then something else, like you're just kind of just doing the same dance.
Right. Now it's just a cheaper Brian Reynolds.
Yeah.
And younger, right?
Like that's it. Like, I mean, if that's why I wouldn't trade him. Like you need hitting.
And isn't it also a bad look, and they should care about such things, that you finally give a guy a $100 million contract and then what, the next year or the year after that year, you trade him away?
Mm-hmm.
And I know he got off to a slow start. He always gets off to slow starts. He's turning it around here. And for a good baseball team, a player like Brian Reynolds is incredibly valuable because you know what he's going to give you every year.
Yep.
His last 2 years, 24 homers in each season, 88 RBI 1 year, 84 the other, 791 OPS last year, 790 OPS the year before, 807 OPS the year before that. This is a solid hitter who's going to give you basically the same thing every single season. I don't want to part from that.
No, I mean, but he would be a sexy trade piece if I were a contending team that had a lot of hitters because, you know, he wouldn't have to be the guy. And I could just place him within, you know, my lineup that I think he would play better because he wouldn't have to play great all the time.
Yeah.
I think he would actually be a better baseball player on a pretty decent team that has a bunch of hitters.
I'm with you on that. I mean, he hits third for the Pirates if you...
He was six.
Yes.
Right.
That's where he fits.
He'd be a really good player.
Yeah. I'm with you 100% on that. And I've said it about Ke Bryan Hayes, too. On the right team, he provides value.
Yep.
Because he can pick it at third. He can't hit worth a lick. And the eye test was telling me this. We talked about this yesterday. He looks like a better hitter. No, all his numbers are worse. It's insane. He's at least stayed healthy, but what good has that got him?
Mm-hmm.
Guy can't hit. He's as good a defensive third baseman as we've ever seen. Guy can't hit, but if you're a team that can hit, that value is there. And that is money that I would say is fine to save. Like, if they could find a taker for Ke Bryan Hayes, I would do it immediately.
Yes.
And that would make it interesting with Isaiah Kiner-Falefa, whose deal's up at the end of the season. Like, part of me wants to trade him while the value's high and see what you can get for a guy that's top five now in the National League in batting average.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, he's got no power. It's very bizarre. He's sort of a throwback player.
Yep, good hitter. Just contact.
If I trade Hayes, ideally that guy's my third baseman now.
Mm-hmm. But what are you going to pay him? You're going to pay him next year.
But then you have to pay him.
And then there's the money that you...
And he could always revert back to the guy he was before the last two seasons who couldn't really hit all that well.
But he's also, whenever it's all said and done, he's a utility player.
Right.
Like on a good team.
So. Yeah. He's not an everyday shortstop.
No.
I guess, as we're talking around it here, I mean, is there anybody that is untouchable apart from Cruz or Skeens? Like, the right offer. I wouldn't be looking to trade Reynolds. The right offer would have to be there. But anybody else, I guess,
I'm
up for discussion.
Bubba Chandler?
Starkey was talking about an interesting hypothetical yesterday on his show. The Red Sox have the number one prospect in all of baseball. He's a hitter. Pirates have the number two prospect in all of baseball. And Chandler, he's a pitcher. I would make that trade.
They need, yep.
I would make that trade in a second.
Right.
And that is in no way saying that I don't think Bubba Chandler is going to be very good for the Pirates. I'm super excited about Bubba Chandler. But they got pitching.
Mm-hmm.
They got no hitting. And you'd be taking the number one pitching prospect and flipping them for the number one hitting prospect. I would do it. I wouldn't even think twice.
Yes.
That's the only way I'd probably do it. But I wouldn't think twice about that if the Red Sox were down to play that game. 412-928-9370. Texter writes in, make Reynolds the DH next year, bring in another corner outfielder. Again, ideally, yeah. Like what you're talking about, on a good team, you slide him down a little bit in the order. You know what you're going to get from him. And yeah, he probably should be a designated hitter. We talked about Kutch the other day. I'm not trading Kutch unless Kutch requested to be traded. And I don't think Kutch would request to be traded. Different guys want different things. And Andrew McCutchen may just want to spend the rest of his career in Pittsburgh. And I wouldn't blame him for that.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Want to catch up with the national pastime in a short time? Tune into the Morning Lineup podcast. Every weekday, in less than 10 minutes, we'll bring you all the wonderful...
He's done it again! See ya! A monster two-run home run!
All the wild...
Here comes Ramos! This game is over!
All the weird.
Contreras is chewing on the tape.
That makes the MLB season special. Check out the morning lineup on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts.